y bienvenidos a Hey, ¿qué tal? Lecciones de español gratuitas. Mi nombre es Pablo Pielaza y dado que el podcast cumple un mes, hoy vamos a aprender los días y los meses. My name is Pablo Pielaza, and since the podcast has been online for a month already, today we're going to learn the days and the months. Before starting, I want to thank the many people that have been listening for the podcast in the last month. During these few emissions, we've had visitors for more than 40 different countries, some of them really far away from Argentina, like Russia, Thailand, or the Philippines, which is awesome. Thank you very much to all the people who's been listening, and once again, I encourage you to leave comments or suggestions. This space is for you, so don't be shy, enjoy it, and make use of it. Okay, on the last lesson, we've been into a bar, but since we don't want to go alone there, we need to be able to make plans with people. That's what we're going to learn today. First of all, let's ask, what do we do today? Do you have plans? That's done like this. ¿Qué hacemos hoy? ¿Tenés planes? ¿Qué hacemos hoy? ¿Tenés planes? ¿Qué hacemos hoy? ¿Tenés planes? If he or she doesn't have any plans, they will tell you, no, no tengo planes, hoy estoy libre. No, no tengo planes. Hoy estoy libre. No, no tengo planes. Hoy estoy libre. Which means, no, I have no plans today, I'm free. If not, they will say something like, sí, ya tengo planes, estoy ocupado. Sí, ya tengo planes, estoy ocupado. Sí, ya tengo planes, estoy ocupado. You can see that if a boy is answering, the word will be ocupado, and if a girl is answering, it will be ocupada. Both words mean busy. That's a sneak peek of the gender issue in Spanish. The whole sentence means, yeah, I have plans already, I'm busy. So now let's see how to make plans for the week. For that, we will assume that the person's occupied today, and we will ask about tomorrow. So let's pick up from the start. ¿Qué hacemos hoy? ¿Tenés planes? Sí, ya tengo planes. Estoy ocupado. Ah, qué lástima. ¿Y mañana? That means, what a pity. What about tomorrow? Mañana estoy libre. Mañana estoy libre. Mañana estoy libre. That is, tomorrow I'm free. Buenísimo. ¿Querés ir al cine? Buenísimo. ¿Querés ir al cine? Buenísimo. ¿Querés ir al cine? That means, great. Do you want to go to the movies? The positive answer could be, dale, me encantaría. Dale, me encantaría. Dale, me encantaría. Yeah, I would love to. Now, we should arrange a time of the day. A day can be split in three parts. Mañana, which is morning. Tarde, which is afternoon. And noche, which is night. So, if we want to ask if he or she can go out at night, the question would be, ¿podés a la noche? ¿Podés a la noche? ¿Podés a la noche? If the answer is sí, yes, then we can set an hour, since we already know the numbers. For that, we must remember that instead of saying AM and PM, Argentinians say de la mañana for early hours, de la mañana, let's say till noon, de la tarde for the afternoon hours, usually until 7 PM, de la tarde, and de la noche for the remaining hours, de la noche, de la noche. So let's build an example. Then let's meet at 8 p.m. would be, entonces nos encontramos a las 8 de la noche. Entonces nos encontramos a las 8 de la noche. If we want to set a place, it's as easy as adding the word en, and the name of the meeting point. Entonces nos encontramos a las 8 de la noche en Palermo. Entonces nos encontramos a las 8 de la noche en Palermo. Entonces nos encontramos a las 8 de la noche en Palermo. So we now know how to make plans. Let's move to the boring part, which is to remember the vocabulary. As said before, we're going to learn the days and the months. So let's start with the days. The Spanish for week is semana, semana. And starts at Monday, which is lunes, lunes. Tuesday is martes, martes. Wednesday is miércoles, miércoles. Thursday is jueves, jueves. Friday is viernes, viernes. And then we reach to the weekend, el fin de semana, fin de semana, which Arch is colloquially called fin de, fin de. Saturday is sábado, sábado. And Sunday is domingo, domingo. So now that we know the days, we can learn the months. January is enero, enero. February is febrero, febrero. March is marzo, marzo. April is abril, abril. May is mayo, mayo. June is junio, junio. July is julio, julio. August is agosto, agosto. September is septiembre, septiembre. October is octubre, octubre. November is noviembre, noviembre. And December is diciembre, diciembre. Okay, last but not least, we have to know how to call the days before and after today. The day before yesterday is called anteayer, o antes de ayer. Anteayer. Yesterday is ayer, ayer. Today is hoy, hoy. Tomorrow is mañana, mañana. And the day after tomorrow is pasado mañana, pasado mañana. So we're ready to make plans with people. Let's put the whole dialogue together. ¿Qué hacemos hoy? ¿Tenés planes? Sí, ya tengo planes. Estoy ocupado. Ah, qué lástima. ¿Y mañana? Mañana estoy libre. Buenísimo. ¿Querés ir al cine? Dale, me encantaría. ¿Podés a la noche? Sí. Entonces nos encontramos a las 8 de la noche en Palermo. Dale. Like we said on the previous podcast, Buenos Aires is a place where every single day there's something to do, no matter the hour. On the upcoming episodes, we'll see more about making plans with further detail. But this should be enough now. Okay, we reached the end of the lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. My name is Pablo Piolaza and this is Hey Que Tal Free Spanish Lessons. Remember to visit the website heyquetal.blogspot.com to subscribe to the RSS feed or to iTunes to get the weekly updates or to our Twitter, Hey Que Tal. Have a nice week, stay tuned, and goodbye.